This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly. Folks, I want to give a quick shout out to our friends in Arkansas. We thank you for your trust. KBJT 1590 AM Forts, Arkansas. Again, KBJT 1590 AM Forts. And we also have KQEW 102.3 FM in Forts as well. And we just again appreciate you. There's your shout out. Again, we appreciate your support. We will do all that we can do within our power, because there's a whole lot of people across this country that are fighting the good fight of faith because they understood and understand what John Quincy Adams rightly said when he said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. So that's exactly what we are doing. Thank you for being and becoming one of the affiliates of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and Sons of Liberty Media.com. We totally appreciate your trust every step of the way. Folks, we have been talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. Well, anyways, we did last week, and then I was going to finish it on Saturday, and then I was going to finish it on Monday. And what happens is you get something that you've got to highlight, and then you begin to go down that little bunny trail, as we call them prophetically. And when we do that, we get off of the topic. And I'd rather go down the bunny trail any day prophetically than I would concerning the topic concerning maybe a teacher gift. In saying that, we're going to get back to it today. But before we do that, you do realize the revisionists have done everything in their power, friends. The revisionists have done everything in their power to convince you that our forefathers and the people that I'm going to highlight today are exactly what they want you to believe that they are, when in fact the opposite is true. But this is nothing new under the sun. As a matter of fact, did you know that they called Jesus the Lamb of God? He who is tempted in all points, yet without sin. He who is perfect in every aspect of life. He never committed one sin, even in thought. I mean, do keep in mind, it was Jesus Christ that said, you're going to be accountable for every idle thought and every idle word. Just think about that before you actually approach the judgment seat, Hebrews 9:27. But do keep in mind, they called Jesus himself, the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, because they were being uncovered, John 15. They called him Beelzebub. They were calling Jesus Christ the devil. Read Matthew 12:24 when you get a moment. And again, keep in mind, we're talking about the Lamb of God. Ooh, not a good place to put yourself. Some men even said that, well, he was a good man. And others said, well, he's a deceiver of the people. Just think about this. This is why you need the Holy Ghost, to discern that which is good and that which is evil. To discern and understand what real love is, separate from hate. Friends, and keep in mind, hate does not tell the truth. Love does that, okay? But again, keep in mind, friends, Jesus was and is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Revelations 5:5. It's like this. Let the lion loose, like that of the truth, John 14:6, and it will defend itself. It always has and it always will. And again, keep in mind that we are going to begin to call out the error of the revisionists today. And also keep in mind, they're the first ones to go ahead and bite on our heels and call us every name under the sun, take us out of context and try to paint a picture of who we are when in fact we're just going back to the facts, which are stubborn things. And rightly said, Jesus was and is and so are his servants, the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense to who? The disobedient. 1 Peter 2:8. You know what, folks? That's all these people know how to do is shout and shoot. Last week, we talked about how George Washington, the first president of the United States, was called a deist. And we all know what a deist is, right? God's there, but he doesn't interfere or he doesn't he's not a part of his children on this earth. I mean, he's derelict of duty when it comes to a father. Again, friends, the furthest thing from the truth. God is there, but he just doesn't interfere with the affairs of men, when in fact, friends, that is not the truth. Now, in dictionaries like Webster's, Funk, and Wagnall, Century, and others, the word agnostic and atheist appear as synonyms. Now, keep in mind, friends, atheist, there was no such thing as an atheist in 1793. I didn't say that because I wasn't here. Ben Franklin said that. As a matter of fact, he even talked about how infidelity, unfaithfulness in marriage is unheard of, and bad examples to our youth were completely unheard of. Just think about that. Now, why was that? Because they were fighting in the Revolutionary War, establishing what we have today. It's called the Branch of David, righteousness. Okay? And this is what the revisionists, again, are attempting to tear away at, because they want to tear it down and recreate an image that looks just like their devilish selves. Okay? And we're not going to stand for that. We're just not going to. But again, keep in mind, Century and others, the word agnostic and atheist appear as synonyms. Therefore, the range of a deist spans from those who believe there is no God, to those that believe in a distant, impersonal creator of the universe, to those who believe there is no, to know if God exists. Yes, I said that right. Now, do the founders, again, fit the definitions? Absolutely not of a deist. Nope. As a matter of fact, almost half of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, that being 25 of the 56 signers, held what today would be considered seminary degrees or Bible school degrees. We've talked about this several times in the past as well, but just highlighting. George Washington, the supposed deist, rightly said in the farewell address that everybody literally had to know before 1962, and let me rewind just a little bit. Not only did Americans need to know George Washington's farewell address all the way up until 1962, but before graduating, but they also had a, listen to this carefully, they also had to pass Bible tests. Did you hear what I said? Boy, have the American people been duped out of their rights by the likes of the ACLU, that communist organization. Wow. Wait a second, Bradley, are you telling me? No, I'm telling you I have the books here, friends, that you had to graduate Bible courses before you could graduate public high schools in this country. But the ACLU has scared off enough of you capitulators, those that don't have the Spirit of Christ, because you're motivated by the fear of man, which is a snare, the Bible tells us, rather than the fear of God. Because of them, keep in mind, Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. You believed him, which is a communist organization, rather than the Word of God, and studying your history to see everything that the ACLU is doing is unlawful. It's foreign to our American Constitution and our founding documents. Just wanted to share that with you. Matter of fact, if you like to find lines between church and state, go to the USSR. It's found in Article 52, but it's un-American. Folks, we're talking about the good, the bad, and the righteous, and we're sticking to the course until we're done, and we have a whole plethora of those that we have to set the record straight on their behalf. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes towards reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now. The Christmas season is here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year at the Sons of Liberty. It's a time where we all reflect upon the goodness of God throughout the year and the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is also a time for giving. God's gift to the world was His Son, Jesus Christ, and this Christmas season, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? Let us not give gifts that have no meaning. Make this Christmas different by giving the gift of truth. The Sons of Liberty store has so many good products that will convict, inspire, bring healing, and encourage others to go out and seek and save that which is lost. They are gifts that will have a lasting impact and will change men and women for eternity. And while you're on the website, please remember to give your year-end tax-deductible donation. Or better yet, sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty and support our important cause of bringing men to Christ in the up-and-coming new year. Join today by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty and be a part of making a lasting impact to restore America back unto Christ. And Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting. People were talking about it's time to put Christ back into Christmas. And I just texted back and said I never took him out. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. What, when a corrupt criminal in the White House takes over? All of a sudden he says this is how it's got to go. And then all of a sudden you shift from the law, America, who is the giver of your rights. America, you need to keep in mind, you don't have privileges in this country. You have God-given rights. And the only way that you lose your privilege, or your rights, I'm sorry, is when you forfeit your God-given rights. You want to maintain your rights, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. I'm, by the grace of God, not moving. And nor should you in any sense of the word. Hey, folks, we were talking about the ACLU just the right before this segment here, during the last segment. Isn't it interesting how the ACLU has convinced the American people that you can't talk about certain things concerning Jesus Christ, the giver of your rights? God has shed his grace upon you. And most people just went along to go along because they were afraid. They were afraid of what? The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, the wicked will flee when none pursueth. And furthermore, America, you have the law on your side. They don't. See how they premise everything that they do on a lie as well? Matter of fact, we had this organization come after us one time, and they did a media smear campaign on us. And what they don't know and what they didn't realize is I'm not that stupid just to go along to get along. And what I did is I took a picture of the screen, and what they did, we sent it up to our attorney. Attorney sent them a letter within the next day. It was within a two-day period, friends. We got a letter back from them 3 days later. They completely lied about the media smear because I had a screenshot of it and they didn't know that I had it. See, when you go after them and the law's on your side, friends, it's amazing how that works. Am I trying to be big and bad? No. I'm just simply practicing what I preach. And I'm sick and tired of being lied to. Do you not know that the ACLU defends NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, concerning their crimes against little ones? Did you also know that they are helping the Muslims get their feet washed in public schools across the country? Wait a second. See, it's a double standard, friends. And this is all about the judgments of God upon a disobedient people in this country. But going back to my point so I can stick to the topic, friends. I'm sick and tired of people not knowing what they're talking about, and they throw stuff out online. They talk about it like they know what they're talking about because they heard it from the next talking head that doesn't know what he's talking about. And folks, when you do ask them to clarify or make reference to the point concerning the lie that they're promulgating, they can't tell you. That's all they do, again, is they shout and they shoot. They're a part of the problem. But folks, let's get back to this so I can stick to the topic. We're talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. And P.S., if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E, or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. King David prayed, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. That's exactly what we're doing here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, called by deists, all three of them across the country, attempting to tear down the image of our forefathers and recreate it in their own devilish images. They want you to believe that he was a deist. Again, what is a deist? Therefore, the range of a deist spans from those who believe there is no God to those who believe in a distant, impersonal creator. A daddy that's derelict of duty. That's how they're trying to paint the picture here, friends. George Washington, the supposed deist, rightly said, morality cannot be maintained without religious principles. Christian principles, I'm sorry, he said. Morality cannot be maintained without religious Christian principles. When the first Congress under the Constitution assembled in New York City on April 30, 1789, to hear George Washington's inaugural address, President Washington appropriately said, "No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States of America. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. You will join me," said George Washington, "I trust in thinking that there are none under the influence of which the proceedings of a new and free government can more auspiciously commence." Huh. A deist? Really? You know, and it's funny, too, because when you go to 1 Corinthians 2:5, it talks about how you'll find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. And that seems to be what he is defining here for us and expressing. Matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians 4:20, it tells us that the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. Huh. And then you go over to the book of Hebrews, it talks about God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Man, I'm just trying to figure out this mess. I really am. I'm being facetious. I've got it figured out. I follow him. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He is not a man that he should fail his people," friends. So I want you to listen to the next story that George Washington shares, because during the French and Indian War, occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British American troops walked right into an ambush. And after 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down, and only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Huh. Of the 86 British American officers in that battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet has touched him. Man, that sounds like the God of David to me. Man, that sounds like the God of Moses to me. Man, that sounds like the God of our Lord Jesus Christ to me. And David said, "Lord, I thank you that you are ever forever at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. You have given commandment that you might save me. Because you're the horn of my salvation. You're the shield and buckler. You're the very gift to men in every sense of the word. You will drive out the wicked from before us when we walk in holiness, not to unrighteous men, because we know that the Bible tells us in the book of Nahum that the Lord will not acquit the wicked in any sense of the word. I'm adding at the end. No, he will not. But again, here we have George. He was the only one left on his horse. He had 4 bullet holes in his jacket. Several horses had been shot from under him, but he had not been harmed. He told his family by all-powerful dispensations of providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. Huh, and he was a deist. Man, this is just crazy how this works. 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at Washington 17 different times without effect. Wow. The shield of my salvation that Abraham talked about? Like in the New Testament, no weapon formed or fashioned against any one of us should prosper, for our righteousness is of the Lord. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous, both sides. Huh. The shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, our loins girt about with truth, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Again, the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation, Ephesians 6. Man, this all begins to make sense. And isn't it interesting how those deists war against God with all of their might? Only to find out that what I'm telling you right now is exactly the truth. And by the way, many of them know exactly what they're doing. They just don't know with the fire that they're playing with, at the end of the day it burns. And that they reap what they sow, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. But 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at him 17 times without effect. Believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, that's what he said, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington. When he met George Washington, he told Washington, "I have traveled a long and weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven who can never die in battle." How do you call a man like that a deist? Only the deist would attempt to get you to believe that he was a deist. Untrue. And let the Holy Ghost bear witness to the truth. And also keep in mind, to he who hath the Son hath life. And apparently George had the life of the Spirit, did he not? Martin Luther King Jr., the good, bad, and the righteous. Well, what about Martin Luther King Jr.? He was called a communist on television. He was put into question on television. Folks, you don't take a guy like Martin Luther King Jr., who is in the battle all day long, he's in the ring all day long, and attempt to take him on live television. Because what happens is he gets slapped 14 different ways, and you don't realize it until after the fact. Folks, when confronted, when asked, "Are you a communist?" he said, "I don't know too many Baptist preachers that could become communists or are communists." We'll be right back on the other side of the break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Sam, can you go ahead and do me a favor? Go on to YouTube real quick and pull up that piece where Martin Luther King Jr. on Mike Douglas' show back in the 60s was confronted by an ignoramus, for a better way of saying it, a very uneducated fool, as to suggest that he might be a communist. Now, again, friends, I just want to reiterate the point that he was called a communist. And I hear this every once in a while from people out there that should know better. I want you to understand something, friends. I'm giving you firsthand experience by spending hours with Andrew Young, the former mayor of Atlanta, who was the right-hand man of MLK Jr. during the civil rights movements, if that's what you want to call him. He was also called a civil rights leader, and Martin Luther King never acknowledged the fact that he was a civil rights leader. He wasn't a civil rights leader. He was a preacher, and he would call himself a preacher. How long is that video, Sam? I'm just curious. Okay, you're going to want to find the piece really quick as to where he is being confronted when he's asked if he is a communist, because, again, this is about the stupidest thing anybody could have laid to his candor. But they did it, and it didn't work out very well. But in saying that, again, friends, I'm going to play the audio for you in just a moment here. Keep in mind, I had spent some time with the DOJ as well, Roger Wilkins, and I also spent some time with Billy Kyle, who was standing right next to MLK Jr. when he was shot down. You have got the impression in your minds, if you do, that MLK Jr. was a communist, and that that was fed to you by the radical homosexual named J. Edgar Hoover, the former director of the FBI, who was spending his life, he had a diabolical hatred for, as I was told, for MLK Jr. And in saying that, friends, I again want you to keep in mind all the information that, for a good portion of it, that you have on MLK Jr. came directly from the FBI. And again, friends, just showing you how the FBI, and we should look at the constitutionality of these bureaucracies, by the way, because many of them are unconstitutional. But I didn't know that it was the FBI's job, namely J. Edgar Hoover's, to go ahead and do a smear campaign on a guy that was looking to liberate a people, because it wasn't about black and white, friends. It was an issue of law. If you study out that whole movement, it wasn't about just black and white. It was about the law. Because remember what he did is he talked about the Declaration of Independence and how he just wanted to go back and actually live out that document that was established by our forefathers. And then he'd begin to recite what? The Declaration of Independence. And again, keep in mind the Declaration of Independence is a preamble to the Constitution. Rightly put, too, by the way, line upon line, precept upon precept to the Constitution of the United States of America. But again, keep in mind, friends, Martin Luther King Jr. was a communist. You know, again, what the problem is with that is he was a Baptist preacher. And a preacher's job, of course, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, is to slay sin, to break the bands of wickedness, not to enslave, but to set them free. Because we know that Jesus Christ, to whom the Son maketh free, is free indeed, saith he, who is alive forevermore. So again, Martin Luther King Jr. was the opposite of a communist. He was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sam, do you got that pulled up yet? I'll tell you what I'll do, friends. I'm going to play it before the end of the show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get it queued up. Let's jump to the next guy, talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. Over 75 years ago, a remarkable man did a remarkable thing. His name was Eric Little of Scotland. He refused to run a heat. Now, listen carefully. You want to talk about full obedience? He that saith I know him ought himself also walk, and ought to walk even as himself did. Okay? Listen to how closely Eric Little took the word of the Lord. Eric Little of Scotland refused to run a heat at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled on the Sabbath, which his faith taught him he would violate the Sabbath. But what did the people of the country do concerning Eric Little because he obeyed God and not violating the Sabbath? Well, the people of that country labeled him because he obeyed God. They labeled him, listen carefully, as a traitor. It just falls right back into line with Scripture, friends. They called him a traitor because he obeyed God. Who are the traitors? The masses that were calling Eric Little a traitor. Now, as we know from the Academy Award-winning film, Chariots of Fire, Little managed to negotiate an unheard-of switch from the 100-meter race he had been scheduled to run to the 400-meter, for which he had not trained. Later in the week, Little won that race and was showered with Olympic glory. See, folks, when you obey, you better bet your bottom dollar the Lord always has something better on the side of that obedience. And it was like Abraham and Isaac. When Isaac was offered up, the Lord said, okay, now here's the promised child. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to offer up the promised child because I still want to know that I have your heart even above the promise. And you remember rightly, friends, because Abraham obeyed God and did all that he said and was willing to give up and sacrifice the promised child named Isaac. Remember when he said, do the child no harm? And he said, because you have obeyed me, I'm going to multiply the blessings upon you. And that's exactly what he did. And he did the same thing for Eric Little. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And that's exactly what Eric Little did. But his people, because he obeyed God, called him a traitor. They called him a traitor. Instead of cashing in, Little turned his back on fame and fortune and followed his parents' footsteps, becoming a missionary in China, where his most powerful contributions to God and to his fellow human beings were made. Isn't that interesting, friends? And it's all about the heart. Now, let's go back to this guy. We're talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. Benedict Arnold. What about Benedict Arnold? Everybody thought he was a patriot. Patriot means to uphold dying laws, friends. Again, folks, I'm talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. Benedict Arnold. Everybody thought that Benedict Arnold was a patriot. Yet when exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. In July 1780, Arnold sought and obtained command of the fort at West Point. He already had begun a year-long correspondence with General Sir Henry Clinton. I wonder if there's any relation between him and Billy Bob Clinton. And that was in New York City through Mayor Andre, and was closely involved with Beverly Robinson. By the way, for those that didn't know, Major Andre was actually hung by George Washington for what? Treason. Now, a prominent loyalist in command of a loyalist regiment, Arnold offered to hand the fort over to the British for $3 million back in the day in 1780. And a brigadier's commission. He was chosen, and he chose, of course, West Point for its strategic importance. The Americans had been using its position to prevent British ships from moving northward from New York City up the Hudson and connecting with the British forces in Canada. And that move, by the way, would have split the north from the south, and his plans were thwarted when Andre was captured September 23rd, 1780, with a pass signed by Benedict Arnold, who everybody thought was a patriot. Andre was carrying documents, friends, listen carefully, that disclosed the plot and which incriminated Arnold. Andre was later hanged as a spy by none other than George Washington. Now, friends, you need to put your discerners on when it comes to what you're told by the state-controlled narrative. Inger, I can make it real simple for you. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Let me say this again. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. You see how the state-controlled narrative lavishes praise upon this foreign agent in the People's White House named Barack Hussein Obama, which happens to be his Muslim name, who's been committing the act of treason over the last 8 years against we the people. Notice how the state-controlled narrative sets their praise upon him. They lavish him. They heap praises upon him because they want you to believe that he is an upright guy. As a matter of fact, he even went so far as to label himself and to profess to be a Christian when there's nothing, friends, that could be further from the truth. When the state-controlled narrative goes after someone as being bad, you might almost want to do your homework, friends, and pull the curtain back, because I have noticed those that they attack are the ones that are telling you the truth. And those that they praise are the ones that are willing to sell you down the river. I've seen it over and over and over again. I've experienced it. I understand it. They don't like to tell the truth. Again, these people mean to put light for darkness and darkness for light. They mean to put the lie for the truth and truth for the lie. And it's not going to work out good for anybody at the end of the day for the length that you tolerate their crimes. Also keep in mind in the book of Luke chapter 6, it says, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you." Jesus said, "This is my commandment that you love one another." John 15, "This is my commandment that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." Look in the book of Psalm chapter 109. King David said the same thing. "I'm hated for my love." We're talking about discernment, friends. You know, America, you've accepted a false gospel. You've heard over the last 60 years in this country, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Folks, he does love you through the sacrifice, but you can't find it in Scripture where Jesus went anywhere telling him how much he loved them. He only demonstrated his love. But yet again, God has a wonderful plan for your life. I'm trying to figure that out when I look to the disciples. 11 of the 12 were martyred. One of them miraculously lived after being thrown in a cauldron of oil, namely John of Patmos. But you've accepted this, and it's false grace. And if you read the book of Jude, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Men of old ordained to this condemnation, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, friends. And I'll tell you what, even the best in many cases that you have in this country have walked down that line of false grace. Because the masses say so. I don't care what the masses say. So as a matter of fact, it would do you right, America, and do yourself a favor that when you see the masses going one direction, it's a good idea to stop and turn the other direction because you know something's wrong. Just ask Elijah on the top of Mount Carmel, and I lay to your candor the words of Elijah. How long will you falter between two opinions, America? We're talking about the good, the bad, and the righteous. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Benjamin Franklin next. Oh, this atheist, this deist, really? Oh, nothing could be further from the truth, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Here we got it. Let's go back. We were just talking about Benedict Arnold, who everybody in this country during the Revolution, friends, thought was a patriot, when in fact he was found out to be a traitor to the cause. As well as with Major André, who was hung by George Washington publicly for the very purpose of setting the fear of God in their faces that you will not do this and survive. But America, you have done just the exact opposite because you've been led to believe, well, if they're in power or if there are leaders now, which they are not, and they know, you know, they must know something that we don't know. That's not true. And folks, you want to talk about treason? Look to the last 40 and 50 years in this country, it concerning each administration, little by little, selling you down the river. And what it is your sin, Numbers 32:23, finding you out. But let's go back to our friend, MLK Jr. And I want you to listen carefully. He was on Michael Douglas. What year was that, Sam? In 1967. Now, for all those that have been led to believe that we're a communist, well, we had some useful idiot asking the same question. Go ahead, listen to this. This is Martin Luther King Jr. on Mike Douglas Show in 1967.
Dr. King, in the past you've been accused of having communist sympathies, and since your stand has to help the communist cause, aren't you concerned that these allegations will be revived?
Well, they're always revived. I hate that McCarthy eras tend to live with us. But I don't really worry about this. I know my own views too well.
Are you a communist?
Absolutely not. I have never been. I am not now, and I never will be in terms of the philosophy of communism. I happen to be a Baptist preacher, and I don't think you'd find too many Baptist preachers who would be communists. I think communism is based on a metaphysical materialism and a kind of ethical relativism and a crippling totalitarianism and a denial of certain human freedoms that I consider basic, First Amendment freedoms that I consider so basic, that I could never be a communist or prefer the communist way of life. But I do feel that we've got to recognize the fact that communism is in the world, and we're going to either have to have peaceful coexistence or violent co-annihilation.
Dr. King, we have certainly...
Isn't it interesting? That was Martin Luther King Jr. Folks, if you watch the video, he was on Michael Douglas in 1967. You can see that what was laid as a question was really laid as an accusation. And it shut them down really quick. And you could see they were uncomfortable even bringing it up. Isn't it interesting how the state-controlled media, the main controlled media owned by six corporations worldwide, they throw these wedges out there. They throw these implications, these innuendos, these blatant lies out there. And it's the state-controlled media and the useful idiots that have to prop up the lie. But when they have the audacity or the temerity to ask the question, friends, are you a communist? You should have seen them. I mean, it was just like the most uncomfortable thing they ever asked anybody in all of their lives. But you can better bet your bottom dollar, friends, that they believed that he was one. And I shared with you before I started talking about MLK Jr. because we're talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. Folks, I hear this every once in a while. Bradley, I know that you're an admirer of Martin Luther. No. I'm an admirer of the call. Don't sit there. Hey, folks, I know the difference between the call of God and man, because David did the same thing. He was a man after God's own heart, was he not? Did he make the mistake of not going to war when kings go to war in the book of Samuel? And because he failed to stay in the war, guess what happened, America? He looked on top of a house where a woman was bathing. Her name was Bathsheba. And he fell. So I know the difference between man and the call of God. Okay? And by the way, the Bible is very clear about showing us the distinction and the difference between the call and man. You will see man fail over and over and over again, and you will see the Christ in power over and over and over again. Where you see anything good in this life, in this or in the Word of God, that is all Christ, regardless if it's in Adam all the way to John of Patmos. It's all the Christ, friends. It's all grace. Through all the patriarchs, from the beginning to the very end, and even to the present today. If there's anything good, it's Christ in us. Matter of fact, in Mark 10, it even tells us Jesus said there's none good. No. He said, why do you call me good? There's none good, only God. Jesus said that. So friends, making the distinction between man's failures, Martin Luther King Jr.'s failures, it doesn't mean I adhere to the lie that J. Edgar Hoover wanted me to believe because he said so. Folks, people say stuff about me all the time. In 99, folks, they can't even get my name right. I've been accused of being a racist when I had a Hispanic singer and a black guitar player. I've been accused of being a guitar player when, in fact, I'm a drummer. I've been accused of saying stuff, folks, when I was not even on that side of the United States of America. I mean, it's so childish. It's so ridiculous. The signal that's thrown off of people that are actually following the Christ. Am I perfect? No. Far be it from me to acknowledge that I am, but I seek to be perfected by the grace of Christ. And I take it in baby steps, Romans 6. thinking of Psalm 119, a word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against it. Why? Because he wanted to wake up in the image of the Most High God. I mean, folks, I'll be the first one in the world to tell you that I, you know, here, let me say it. Some people out there are just, Bradley, you're so this or that. And the other thing, hey, listen, nobody dislikes me more than me. When I'm in Christ, because like Isaiah, I am, woe, I am undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I want to be perfected in Christ on a daily basis. I hunger and I thirst for that. As a deer panteth for water, I desire that. I desire to know who he is. And everything outside of that doesn't really, it takes second stage to the things of God in my life. You know, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it? You know, I remember Martin Luther, the great reformer, was talking about that. And he said he feared his own heart more than he feared the popery. That's a smart guy. And so it is with me. You know, sometimes my wife will get mad at me and it's like, honey, you got to know. You think it bothers you? I got to live with myself. I mean, I got to live with myself and I got to live with the call. But I know when the Holy Ghost and when I'm on the radio, I know the difference of the Holy Ghost. My wife will tell me when I'm preaching, she goes, I know when you're in Holy Ghost mode because it's not you anymore. That's exactly right. It's no longer that I live, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. Right? Amen. Let's hit one more here. Talking about Ben Franklin. What of Ben Franklin? One of the least religious signers of our Constitution, we're told. As the governor of Pennsylvania, he issued statewide prayer proclamations. Huh. As the governor of Pennsylvania, Ben Franklin issued statewide prayer proclamations. Ben Franklin, we're told, is one of the least religious signers of the Constitution. He recommended Christianity in public schools. One of the least religious signers of our Constitution. He was a financial supporter of one of the Great Awakening preachers. His name was George Whitefield. He used to preach to colleges. What a smart guy. What of Ben Franklin, one of the least religious signers? Ben Franklin boosted church attendance. He also called for chaplains and daily prayer at the constitutional conventions. And by the way, for those that did not know this, even going into the Supreme Court today, and even going into a courtroom today, you still have to swear to God. The Supreme Court opens in prayer. It adjourns in prayer. Wow, and then they end it with, God save the U.S. as they continuously tear down the laws that God established because the American people give them a pass to go ahead and do so. Read Article 3, Section 1, folks, and then Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. It's unlawful. It's illegal. But we're talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. Ben Franklin, one of the least religious signers of the Constitution. Oh, did I forget to tell you, Ben Franklin also said at the foundation of this country, an atheist is unknown in the United States. How contrary to the mind that is at enmity with God. Well, that's not what I heard. Well, folks, my phone lines have been open for 15 years. 1-866-582-9933. And let me lay the analogy to you one more time before we end the show. My little boys, every spring, get to see the farmers plow the field. And every fall, they see the seed after plowing. They see the seed that was planted in the spring in the fall time. How can anybody in their right mind deny the fruit of our forefathers in any sense of the word? We're going to continue on the good, bad, and the righteous tomorrow. We got a lot of personalities to cover, friends, but I want to tell you something. You've been lied to, and I told you the opposite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.